This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My man is here, Mike Hughes, coming in, and we get a chance to chop it up with him. First of all, man, how are you doing? How was practice today? What's going on, Mike?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah, man, and we were saying, you know, when you came back here this year, and last year, I should say, a lot of folks are saying, you know, it's a hell of a story, man, and the success and the vibe you've had. How you like playing with Coach Jim? Everyone loves Rob, but talk about Coach Lake and the defense.
Oh, man, since all those guys came in, man, they just brought a whole different energy to the building, and I think we all did a good job of just buying in and, you know, trusting in what – you know, the things that they've learned through, right, the coaching trees that they've been under. So, you know, I think it's been a great transition, and everybody's, you know, I think enjoying the process right now.
Mike Hughes has played a lot of snaps through the first 3 weeks, guys. A.J. Terrell, and then Mike Hughes as far as the DBs are concerned. Let's talk about your journey, man, before we get into the Saints and all this stuff, because, you know, you were a first-round pick. You were one of the best corners coming out of college. And then, you know, this NFL journey starts. Talk about the injuries and what, you know, set you back and to be in this place that you're in right now.
Yeah, man. You know, just to go through all those things, like you mentioned, the injuries, you know, not having to deal with something like that until I got into the league. So, right.
You know, you were kinda, never hurt, like high school,
yeah,
college?
Never had surgery or anything like that. Yeah. Never really missed a game. So, no, just going through that, you know, it kind of – toughened me in ways that I couldn't imagine. You know, that's whether that was mentally or especially physically, going through all the rehabbing and just trying to learn how to deal with not being around a game and just trying to focus on being healthy and you know, just little things like that kind of built me to be who I am today.
And, did you think, Mike, you were gonna get back though? I mean, was there ever like, because those moments are lonely, man.
Yeah, they are lonely, and it's so the thing is like I've never really been away from the game that long until I got hurt, so. It kind of opened my eyes a lot to a lot of things, and just, you know, never taking the game for granted or anything, you know, in general, actually, because I went to walk for a week or right. 6 weeks.
Oof.
And just, you know, not being able to do little things around the house, you kind of take for granted. And, you know, like I said, kind of opened my eyes to things like that and kind of, you know, helped me become mentally stronger and just to, you know, kind of push through things that I never thought I could push through. But I say all that to say, yeah, I do. I did think I would come back. And, you know, just with all the hard work and the people that I was surrounded by and you know, my family who helped me get over some of those obstacles. So, yeah, I always thought I could come back.
And I'll tell you what, man, as Mike Hughes is with us live here in our Ticketmaster studios, the coaching staff was high on you from the moment you got in the building because we were saying, man, as our roommate, do we need more guys at corner? They really believe in you. And everybody, because we ask the coaches all the time, and then we saw you obviously making the plays in preseason, and obviously you feel like you're back to being 100.
All right. Yeah, man, it's a good thing to hear that those guys have the trust in me, and I have the trust in my ability as well. And I know the work that I put in, so I'm always confident when I go out there and I'm able to do what I'm able to do, especially being at one position.
Right.
Kind of allows me to settle in and just, you know, be more locked in.
7 solo tackles against the Steelers, 5 against the Eagles, 6 last week against the Chiefs. Showing up on the defensive stats, man. 1 pass defense for Mike Hughes. As we talk about, you know, going up against these wide receiving cores every week, man. You know, in the NFL, it's like, who we got this week? You're looking at the chart. You're like, man, it doesn't get any easier. And then here come the Saints with Olave. And tell us what you know about these guys.
Well, I know they can stretch the field really well. you know, that offense is pretty explosive. Started out pretty explosive this year. I think they're leading the league in points or whatever. But we know what we're walking into. You know, I don't want to give you guys too much, but
for sure,
I think we got a good game plan going in that'll you know, help slow those guys down. But we definitely know what we're up against. You know, 22 Shahid, he has a lot of speed to take the top off. We know that Chris Olave has some of the best hands in the league. Great route runner. And you know, they just have a tandem of guys over there that can, you know, take over games. And I think, like I said, we got a good game plan going in that'll help slow those guys down. So we'll be able to show that Sunday.
It's Falcons Corner. Mike Hughes with us, guys, live on Dukes and Bell. This might be a silly question, so bear with me. I went down to New Orleans for that final game last year, and Jameis decides to freelance, and they go for it. Do you guys even talk about that stuff? I know that, you know, it's a different coaching staff now, different, but that just really ticked off a lot of Falcon fans.
Including me.
I don't want to stir too much up, but it's floating around.
Okay.
Yeah, it's floating around. So
fair enough.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Good to hear.
By the way, you know, our man here, he's like one town over where my mom was born.
Yeah.
And where Dominique is from. He's from New Bern, North Carolina.
Yeah,
no. You know, Nick's from Washington.
Newburn. Oh, really?
Yeah,
he
man.
Said, what you know about New Bern?
I bought a car. I bought a car up there once, man.
What you know about New Bern?
It was like the mayor's car. I bought this old Cadillac. It was like the mayor's car. Went up there on eBay. Anyway, digress, but he's a Carolina guy, man.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Right, man.
Mike, let's talk about something, man, that we talked a lot about at the time. And it's funny, but it's not, because you were part of it. You know where I'm going with this. He went to UCF, guys. And he was there the year that UCF claimed that they were national champions.
Right.
And everybody around the country was like, hold on, man. Wait a minute. And you guys went undefeated. Now, the team was really good. You guys were really good that year. But talk about that, because you played under Scott Frost. Obviously, he leaves. He goes to Nebraska. You know, you guys, the upperclassmen, everybody's like, hey, I'm going to the league. But that whole scenario, and now where college football is, if you were playing now and you guys did that, you're in the college football playoff. You guys went undefeated,
right,
and you got disrespected.
And I think that was the whole thing about us not being able to get a chance to get in the playoffs. And with us beating the team who beat the national champions, that kind of, you know.
Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn. They beat Bama that year.
They did.
Yeah, we kind of declared ourselves national champs for them not giving us a chance. I mean, what else were we supposed to do?
Did you get a ring?
I think, yeah, we did get a ring.
Yeah, you know what?
I love it.
You got to love yourself.
You got to
love
it.
Somebody else.
You got to do
no,
it.
I mean, because the program, you know, we knew when O'Leary went down there and got that program cooking again, that was a tight environment down there in Central Florida,
sure,
man. It still
sure.
is.
Yeah, I mean, and I was only there for, because I came straight out of JUCO.
Right.
And I got there maybe.
You were Carolina first, right?
Yeah,
UNC,
yeah.
Right?
UNC, then JUCO. And then I maybe got to UCF in like late August. And I was only there for like 5 or 6 months. So that was like the best 5 or 6 months of my life.
You know what I mean? Lose.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
People may not know. We're talking with Mike Hughes, our corner guys. Falcons Saints on Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game up here at Flowery Branch. People may or may not know, you're a hell of a return guy. Have you asked Rod, like, can I take one? Can I get a couple? Like, are you done with returning completely? What's the deal there, man?
I got some backup duty.
Okay.
You know, I guess like emergency, you know, type of situations. But, you know, it's kind of hard to do playing corner and, you know,
being a return
duty in the league. So, you know, whenever my number's called, I'll be ready, though. But as of now, just backup emergency.
Because you average like 20-some-odd yards of return. I mean, one of the top punt returners in the league in college. Yeah, I saw that, and I kind of forgot, like, wow, I forgot he returned balls.
What was your 40 at the combine?
I only ran 4.5, but don't let that fool you.
All right. No, I agree with that. I'm with them on that.
Just slow watch.
That's what it was, slow watch.
Just with us. We were talking to Coach Ra before you came in, and just Carl and I, you know, we got season six. We're fans, and just from a fan standpoint, it just seems like when you watch, we're just one play away, one assignment away from just getting it. Is that what you feel from watching the tape?
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, we played out the gate. We played some really good teams, but you know, I hate to say we're this close, and you know we should have did this instead of did that. We know we could be sitting here 3-0 right now, but you know, I think we're in a position where if we could put this all together, I think we could be a really dangerous team, and I think everybody around us feels the same way. So,
Mike, you are a testament, man, to perseverance and. The fact that they didn't go out and sign some other dudes, we do this show every day, and we're like, they're going to go get a corner. They're going to go, and they didn't. And I think it speaks volumes to what they believe and what you bring, man. So congratulations on the success so far. I know it's a big season, long season.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it.
Keep grinding, and let's go get a dub against these Saints, man.
For sure. Let's do it.
Mike
Dirty
Hughes.
Saints.
Yeah. Oh, I hate
My
him.
Word, not his.
I hate him.